Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Delta Flyers Journey Through the Wormhole with Quark, Dax, and their good friends, Tom and Harry. Join us as we make our way through episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Your hosts along this journey are Terry Farrell, our super smart science officer, Armin Shimmerman, our entrepreneur. I made that one up last second.
Yes, and we've got Garrett Wong, our forever ensign, and myself, your favorite helmsman, Robert Duncan McNeil. Today we've got Terry with us. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We're all wearing hats today. I don't think that's ever happened. This is the first time Terry's worn a hat.
Oh, yeah. Terry's got her beautiful Kamala,
her hat on.
And I'm thinking hat. John Baptiste version of freedom.
Yep.
Oh,
with
balloons.
Balloons for everybody. Robbie's wearing his Delta Flyers hat. I am wearing my sports ball hat. Robbie, can you believe sports ball is right around the corner?
I know.
Literally. I'm so excited.
The Georgia Bulldogs' first game is what day again?
I forget, but they're playing Clemson,
it's,
I think.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's like 3 or 4 weeks away. Yeah.
Terry, are you a fan of American football at all? Do you like football?
Yeah.
Who's your pro team that you like?
Well, growing up, I'm from Iowa, so we didn't have our own team. So it was the Vikings and the Bears were like kind of neck and neck in our family.
Vikings
we had
Bears.
Little glasses that actually had the NFL Vikings and Bears on it. Yeah.
Wow.
So when I first moved away from home at 17, when I wouldn't necessarily sit and watch it, but I'd have football on while I was cleaning my apartment or just because it just made me feel like I was at home. I've missed the last few seasons.
Well, Garrett is the NFL guy. I'm the college football guy.
Yeah.
So we've
right
got
on.
All the American footballs covered.
It's all covered. And you're an Iowa fan as well for college as well, right?
Oh, well, the Hawkeyes. My nephew, my in-law, played for Iowa. And he was a wide receiver. And he got picked for the NFL. He went to the Eagles.
Wow.
And then he got traded to like the Panthers. And I can't remember. I think he went to the Dolphins for a minute too. It didn't work out for Marvin. His name was Marvin McNutt, number 7.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a great big deal.
Wow.
Huge.
That is a big deal. Even just to get a shot, even if it doesn't work out, just to get a moment to be able
and then
to play
hold
at that level.
Hold a record in your college is huge too.
That's amazing.
For receptions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he couldn't do that in the big leagues. It was like, no.
Well, but he did.
Oh my gosh, you did that
though.
Almost every Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah. But he did have time at 3 different teams, according to what you just told us. So
yeah.
That's amazing.
And when he was at his first place was the Eagles, which was great because I was living in Hershey. So it was like,
oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Did you see him play
God.
With the Eagles? Did you get
I didn't get to see him. Yeah. And he only had like 1 or 2 plays. It's like,
Marvin,
that doesn't help either. That's
no.
like having 3 words in a scene. It's like, how do you ever get past the beginning if you don't get more opportunities?
I remember once I went to an Atlanta Braves game in Atlanta, and right behind me was the family of this kid who had just gotten called up from the minor leagues.
Wow.
And his whole family was there.
Oh, man.
And they were so excited. I can't even remember the player, but I remember like hearing them talking behind me and watching them when he came out to bat. And, you know, it was just so exciting.
That was actually probably more interesting than the game, Rob.
Than the game.
Just to hear
it was. Yeah.
They were so stoked.
Yeah. So much love. It was great.
Iowa right now, Terry, I don't know if you know this, but Iowa
Tell
has
me.
Put out some of the top tight ends in the NFL. Some of the guys that have gone on to great success or come from Iowa. So
excellent.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, okay. I also promised my sister we were all in for women's basketball this season. Coming 2025.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause we watched the final together and it was so exciting. And I said, okay, we're in.
We're in. This is your new thing.
I just got to be on it.
You're talking about women's NBA. Is that what you're saying? Right? Professional. Yeah. There's a lot more traction these days. There's more and more fans for the women's league. It's amazing.
Well, there's a lot of talent there. There's a ton of talent. Really good players. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The anxiety is kind of rough, though. That kind of kills me with sports.
Yeah.
You really don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
It's just like,
don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Garrett saw me watch a Georgia game and the anxiety that I have.
It's crazy.
Let's just put it this way. Robbie paced enough to have walked probably 10 miles during the game. He didn't walk the 10 miles. He just kept going.
That's his health regime.
He was just going.
His exercise
He was like a Roomba that was broken. It just kept going. He's back and forth. And the thing is, that's his process. You can't mess with it. You just let him do the thing.
He's just got to walk it off.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a few birthdays to shout out. First birthday we've got is Mike Chow on September 19th. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
And we have Brianna Kloss, September 21st. Happy birthday, Brianna.
Happy birthday, Brianna.
Happy birthday, Brianna. Last but not least, we have Sabrina Ewell, also on September 21st. Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Let's go with our poetry synopsis. We'll start off with Robbie McNeil and his limerick for Blood Oath.
Here we go. Limerick adjacent, by the way.
I
have a poem adjacent. Yeah.
Yes, this is art adjacent. Okay, here we go. Poetry for Blood Oath. Curzon Dax and some Klingons were real close. It was revenge that they wanted the most. They must deliver a death blow to an evil albino. So be careful when you make a blood oath.
Yeah. Are you saying the adjacent because of close and most? Is that what
the
adjacent
close,
part?
Most, oath. None of them really rhyme. So it's
an oath. Yeah, that's right.
They're close.
I'm afraid I'm in the same art adjacent room as you're in, Robbie. Mm-hmm. I tried my best.
I really wanted to rhyme blood oath. I wanted that to be the last words, blood oath.
No, I
wanted to rhyme albino. And they're not easy words to rhyme. So I came close.
No, they're not. They're not. Let's go with Terry's. Let's hear Terry's poem adjacent, Jason.
Okay, I also started out with the first line is someone else's poem, but it helped me. Pardon me, it's not completely plagiarism. I just want to acknowledge that this first one.
You had a little help.
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll recognize it.
Okay.
Blood oath. To thine own self be true. We battle together anew, in our hearts and in our souls, a brethren with the same goals. We fight in righteous manner, standing in grace and honor.
Oh.
I know. Wasn't like the best ending. I was like, oh gosh, do I just keep writing till it feels like an end? And I'm like, oh, that might be too long.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
Thank you. There's a moment where I hug. I think it's Kang. I hug. And he said, curse on my old friend. And I'm like, I'm Jadzia now. And it was shown to me this weekend saying, you know, this is what the trans community really attaches to about your character, this one meme. And I was just like, oh my gosh, since that isn't completely in a line with Dax and Jadzia and Curzon, I didn't want to make the poem about being trans, but I, you know, to thine own self be true, I think is really important.
Absolutely.
When people are trying to identify themselves and be who they truly are.
And to thine own self be true is from Hamlet, written by William Shakespeare. I don't know why I didn't know that. I thought it was a poem. It was like some.
Now that you say it, though, it does feel like, I've always known
totally
that. What the
Hamlet.
Heck?
Yeah.
And if Armin was with us, Armin would have told us immediately off the bat.
He would have shamed me.
He would have shamed us all.
Yes.
How dare none of you know this? We're like,
Terry, how could you write that down and not know it?
Okay, here's my haiku for Blood Oath. Here we go. TOS Klingons! Curzon Dax honors Blood Oath. No one eats the heart.
Mm, That's true. No one lets see the heart. Thank God. I didn't want to see
I
that scene.
know there was that moment. I was like,
Oh my
please.
God, please don't show that. Exactly. We don't need to
Or
see
even
that.
blood on their mouth and going like,
I
that would
know.
have been
Not
just
even the
even.
little blood afterwards is not what
Yeah.
we want to see at all, right? No.
Well, good poems, everyone. This was, I think, a
Yes.
very successful poem day.
Yes, it was great.
Yes.
Can we talk about who wrote this and everything else? Let's talk
Let's
about that.
do it.
Peter Allen Fields, written by. Originally, this was entitled The Beast. And originally, this did not feature Kang, Kor, and Koloth, believe it or not. The original story
Really?
idea had none of these. But Robert Hewitt Wolff was a huge fan of the original series. And since he's on the writing department, he's one of the producers of DS9, he suggested using the three most popular Klingons of all from the original series. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, so he
Yeah.
based The Beast on Kurosawa's Seven Samurai, also John Sturges' remake of that film, The Magnificent Seven. So these were the
Wow.
themes that were going on. Directed by none other than the Baron to all the Deep Space Nine actors, or Rick Colby to Robbie and I.
Yes.
It's interesting how he never was the Baron for us, though,
No,
right?
never was
No,
the Baron.
But I didn't call him that. I
What
just
did you
called him
call
Rick.
him? You called him Rick.
Rick.
Okay,
Okay,
so
good.
directed by Rick Colby to all three of
Yeah.
us, then, right?
And he did a, I think he did an
Phenomenal
outstanding
job. He
job. And
did.
I
He
know
did.
I've met Peter Allen, and it's like one of those things you don't put together. Peter Allen Fields, thank you for the script. Oh my goodness, didn't I get lucky?
He
Didn't
got
I just
lucky.
get lucky?
You
My goodness.
you did. You did.
Seriously.
You really did. Yeah. I
And
agree.
these guys were, oh, gentlemen. They were heart
Oh,
and
that's great.
soul, just the best.
I love that they brought back the original Klingons.
Let's talk about these guys. So John
Okay. Yeah.
Colicos, John Colicos, our main guest star as Kor. He's a Canadian actor from Toronto. After Spock, Kor is the second longest Star Trek character to have been played by one actor in the Star Trek franchise. His first appearance as Kor was in the original series episode Errand of Mercy in 1967. And his final
What?
appearance in the role was more than 31 years later in the Deep Space Nine episode One More Unto the Breach in 1998. So I guess he comes back again one more
Wow.
time after this, or maybe more. John Colicos also worked with Gene Roddenberry to design the look the Klingons had on the original series. Budget constraints prevented extensive makeup that the Klingons were supposed to have. So if you guys recall Klingons from the original series, they had basically colored skin, right? It's kind of a little off color, maybe greenish color. I don't know whatever you would call it. It was just a different color makeup,
It was
and
like
then
gray green or
gray
something. Yeah, it
green,
was.
yeah. The eyebrows were enhanced to go up like Vulcans a
Yeah.
little bit. And that's
Yep.
it. There were no prosthetics on their face whatsoever. The turtle heads that everyone makes fun of, the bumps, were not in existence in TOS at
Wow.
all. He played the very first Klingon commander ever seen in Star Trek. His character was also one in the set of five Canadian commemorative postage stamps celebrating the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. He got his own stamp. He got his own stamp. I think that's
I'm
pretty
a
cool.
stamp. Are you guys stamps?
Oh,
I
you
don't
have a
think I
stamp
was a
too?
stamp.
No, Terry.
Oh,
Robbie and I were
bummer.
left out. We're not stamps. I don't
Well,
know if
I
you
don't think
are.
I don't know that I was a stamp in America, but in Europe,
In Europe,
I
you're a
was a
stamp.
stamp.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known, but a fan brought it up to me.
Oh,
That's cool. Yeah.
Also with John Colicos, he was such a tremendous actor. And he also had it was kept under wraps, but he had something going on physically with his health. But you would have never known it if you didn't see him, exiting and taking time for himself that he needed. And it was kept very private, which I thought was really great of the production, but also consummate professional. You would have never known it on the set.
Wow.
No
So, wow.
complaining, no nothing like that. He's just outstanding in that role.
Yeah. Production didn't come to you guys and say, oh, he's dealing with this or whatever. You just knew that he was.
Yeah, because basically it's the three of us. Or if there's some, and it was pretty much me and the other guys, and
Okay.
we didn't see much of our other castmates in this,
Got it.
but
Didn't see Bashir
briefly.
at all. No. No,
There's three series regulars missing from this one. Michael Ansara, or Ansara, however you pronounce that, as Kang. Like Richard Poe, who was mentioned in the last podcast, he is one of a few actors to play the same character in three different live-action Star Trek series: original series, DS9, and Voyager. Wow. That's rare to do that. For
Very
sure.
rare. Yeah.
William Campbell as Koloth described his role on Blood Oath as his most difficult acting job and one he would have loved to have do again, to have done again, to have acted in again. When production was checking to see if the three Klingon actors were available for the episode, John and Michael were easy to find, but William was very difficult to get a hold of because he was actually on a Star Trek cruise at the time that they were trying to find him.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
You guys would have loved him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a storyteller about old Hollywood.
No, I bet.
Oh, he was so sweet. And he loved it so
Oh.
much being back on the lot, you know? It was a big deal
So
for him.
you got to
So
hear some
sweet.
pretty cool stories from the old days from him, huh?
I did.
I
I
love
did.
that. I love that. Very good. We also have Bill Boldendar or Boldender as the albino. The albino, who honestly, when I first saw the albino, I thought he was Klingon as well,
I
but
did too.
he's
No,
not
he's
though,
not.
right?
No,
He
he's
just
not.
has, he's got
But he
bumps
had a
going
lot
on.
of
A lot
stuff
of
going
bumpage.
on,
There was a
a
lot
lot
of
of
bumpage
bumpage going
happening.
on.
Yes. Okay.
And he did a great job too. He did a
Yes, he
really
did.
great job.
I wonder if he was a stuntman because, like, if they cast a stuntman to do it because he fell down the stairs at
He
the end.
did.
And that was, it looked like him to me.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yep.
Yeah, we all
And
pretty much did our own stunts.
right. Final credit, we have Christopher Collins as guard. So that's the other person who was credited. That's it. So those are our
Great.
players for this one. Fabulous.
Well, great cast.
All right.
Let's jump right in. So
Jump in.
we start in Quark's. Quark is taking Odo up the stairs to deal with someone in the holosuite. By the way, love this shot. I love bringing them to the staircase and the camera tilts up and there's Quark and Odo standing on the stairs. Only Rick Colby would do shots like that. I mean, he would find these cool angles and it was just a great way to open it.
Yeah, it had shadows and darkness in this episode that were really interesting to look at. It was interesting to watch. It was just a different vibe than we're used to.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Well, Quark shows Odo this holosuite. There's a Klingon inside that has been playing some kind of battle game for 3 hours, but he only paid for 1 hour. And he threatened to kill Odo if he shuts the power off.
He threatened to kill Quark.
Or that's what I meant,
That's right.
Quark.
Yes. And he sealed himself in there. Like he can't even, it's, he didn't even want anyone coming in. So, yes, very funny.
He really wants to battle.
He
He's
does.
he
He
wants to
does.
play this game hard.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a recreation of a very famous battle as opposed to being a game.
Yeah, Odo tells Quark, turn off the power anyway.
Yeah.
And Quark comes out, our first Klingon that we're going to meet here, and is trying to kill Quark. I love the sort of dodging with Armin hiding behind Odo.
Yes.
It was very funny.
I must
Very
interrupt for
funny.
one quick second. When the
Yes.
door finally opens up, when Kor, he forces it
Forces.
open,
Yeah.
the actual sound they use, the sound effect, was the same whooshing sound from the original series when the doors open up.
Oh.
They made a sound when he
A
did it. They
special. Oh.
actually used the same sound and put that in
Wow.
there, sort of
Oh,
to,
it's like a little
and
Easter egg.
yeah, because he's from the original series. So the homage
Yeah.
was to the original series.
Very
Yeah,
clever. Very
very.
clever.
Yep.
Well, Quark comes out. He wants to kill Quark, but Odo saves Quark and says, everyone's waiting for you to celebrate your victory. So drunk
Yeah.
Quark heads off.
He liked that, celebrating victory.
Yes, he was very
Yeah.
happy to
He's like,
celebrate.
oh, lead the
Yeah.
way. Yeah.
Because he was drunk as a skunk.
It's drunk as a skunk.
We cut to the security office next. There he is, passed out drunk in a cell. And
Yes.
Odo's reading or something and realizes someone's standing right behind him.
Yes.
He hears Koloth. I love, by the way, the opening of this. It starts on the drunk Kor, pans across very slowly, finds Odo reading, and then as it pushes in, that's when you reveal Koloth
Koloth,
behind.
yeah.
It was great.
I like the lines. You like the shot. I like the lines. Odo, how did you get in here? Koloth. I am Koloth, Odo. That doesn't answer my question. Yes, it does. That's the answer. You already know. Because I'm Koloth, that's how I get in here. I
These
love it.
Klingons are they're so angry all the
They're
time.
so confident. They're
Well,
so.
if I had all those bumps, I might be angry too.
Okay.
Imagine cleaning those ridges.
Yeah,
I know. You
exactly.
see Klingon moms, did you make sure to wash behind the ridges? Did you clean everything? Yeah.
Well, you're
All right.
gonna get mange
You
just
get
like
it?
the dog.
Koloth is there. He wants Kor back. He does mention to Odo that Kor is a Dahar master, at which point Odo immediately apologizes and says he'll release him. Can you
No, he
explain
didn't say he'll
that?
release. He just says, "I apologize. No offense intended." He didn't
I
release it.
love how he handled it. That was really more graceful than I'm used to hearing Odo sound.
Exactly. Odo opens the cell door because he doesn't want to get killed by a Dahar master. And Koloth then sees that Kor is drunk. And he tells Odo, "You keep him. I don't want him."
I don't want him. You can have him. He's too drunk for me.
I've never heard of the alcohol that he's drunk on either. I just usually think that they're drinking some type of Klingon blood wine to get drunk,
This
but
is Brishtanti.
Brishtanti ale? Has anyone heard of this before? I
It's
don't
like
know of it.
moonshine for
For
Klingons. It's
Klingons?
yeah, it's
Okay.
really
All right.
Yeah, blood one
hardcore.
wasn't strong enough for
No, he
him.
went all
He
the
went
way.
even stronger.
Brishtanti ale. All right.
Well, we go to ops next. Odo brings Kira the day's security assignments on a pad. D-d-d-d-d. He says it's been a Klingon afternoon, which I love
You'd
that.
love that dialogue
I
there.
did. Yes.
Okay.
Every time the Klingons come to the station, I wind up with a Klingon afternoon. They're very high
Oh, my
maintenance, these
word.
Klingons. But Odo must know them well because he knew what a Dahar master was
He
and didn't
did.
want any part of that.
No.
But as soon as he mentions Kor's name, Dax turns around. She asks, yes, exactly, Terry. Just like that.
Just like that.
Turns.
With the eye, too. What? Yeah.
Yeah. And he mentioned Kor's name. She turns. And then she asks about his friend.
She asked, like, was his friend's name Kang? She says that.
That's
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. And then he says, Odo says, no, it was Koloth. And Dax says it
Koloth
with him, sort
says
of.
it at the same time. So she
Yeah.
must know
Yeah.
clearly this is, it's written that way
Well,
that you go, oh, she knows all these people.
yeah. So we know that
Yeah.
obviously as an audience member, that this is a past life that Dax is now drawing upon,
Yeah.
in knowledge of these old aging
It's a
Klingon.
Curzon afternoon for her.
It's a
I like
Curzon.
the come with me, Odo. Like,
Yes.
Yeah.
She
It's an
knows. Yeah.
order. It's not a request.
You did order him.
I
Come with
did.
me, Odo.
I
That was a
did.
little
For the
Curzon
security
attitude
officer.
coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You Curzoned him. That's what you
I
did.
did.
Dax Curzons Odo and takes him to the holding cell where there's
Yeah.
a cool mirror shot.
I did like that shot.
Rick is just, he's a master director. He's so good. Yeah, you see Kor looking in the mirror. You see his reflection looking in the mirror, speaking Klingon. And then you see Dax and Odo appear in the reflection behind
Love it.
him.
Love
And
it.
then I think Dax steps forward. Yeah, just the way the shot develops is really elegant.
As elegant as the writing in
Yeah.
how
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
revealed. Yeah.
Yeah. You got doubly lucky there, Terry. You got the good writing and you got the master
You got the master.
director,
Oh,
Rick
yeah. And
Colby.
I needed him. We needed
Will
him for
Rick.
this episode. This is a
Yeah.
dense episode.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Kor is still drunk in this cool mirror shot scene. Odo and Dax arrive. Dax says, open it. She'll take responsibility, which Odo does. He trusts her. And she tells Kor that she is Curzon Dax. And she
Yeah.
gives some details, like she calls him out on his 14th rib and all these little details
Yeah.
to prove that she is Curzon. Kor, once he realizes that Dax is telling the truth, that it's Curzon, he is thrilled. He
Yeah.
hugs his old friend. I
Oh, he
love the
wants to
hug.
kiss me. I'm like,
Yes. He
how about
goes,
a
that's right.
He does say kiss me, doesn't
He
he?
does. He's
Yes.
like, whoa, kiss me, my old friend.
Those Klingons always want to smooch. Okay.
They have a big hug. They walk out with their arms around each other. And I did see Odo give another eye roll. Like he's already
Yes,
given
he
a couple
did.
of eye rolls in the episode. I was
Yes.
like, whoa.
This episode, instead of Blood Oath, could have been called Eye Roll because he does give it over and
Over and
over
over.
again. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable.
I made a note that we should make a drinking game out of every time
Every
Odo
time
rolls his
Odo rolled his
eyes.
eyes.
You got to take a sip.
Oh,
Okay.
it's as weird as when he smiles. Like,
Exactly.
isn't that
Terry,
how it looks?
I'm
It
sorry. It
looks.
was so good.
I don't know if I'm doing it.
You're a shapeshifter.
Terry is doing the most bizarre looking smile right now. It was amazing.
I can't do it again. No, I'm laughing too hard.
Do the $5 so you can see the video of her making Odo faces. And she's doing it very well, by the way. How did you do that?
I
You
don't know. It's
pulled your
like, when are you
skin.
gonna?
I can't even do what you just like. Mine looks derpy, but I can't. I don't even. Okay,
You
whatever. That
just
was
need a few more
amazing.
years on you, and then you'll be able
And
to
then
do it.
I'll be able to do it then. There you go. That's a
We'll
reason to
work
become
on
a Patreon patron, at least,
it.
just
Yeah,
to
to see
see Terry
Terry's
doing
shape
her Odo
face shape shift.
smiling
Odo
face.
smiling.
Odo smiling face. That should be an emoji.
My
Odo
God.
smiling face, a specific
Oh.
emoji developed just for you, Terry, that you can
Yes.
send
Oh,
to all
thank
the
you.
Trek
Because
actors that you know,
that
right?
would be
It's
very
such a
funny.
weird
It smile.
It
It
is.
is.
My God.
Well, we go to the Replimat. They go out arm in arm. We take a sip as Odo rolls his eyes, and we go to the Replimat next, where Koloth is cutting a dessert.
Isn't that overkill to use a Klingon knife to cut a what looks like, I don't know,
No.
sponge cake? It
Don't
didn't
you
look.
shame a Klingon.
Don't you
I'm
shame a
not
Klingon
shaming. I'm just no
and their
shaming. You can,
weapons. Okay.
well,
He's
and
got to make
well.
sure it's sharp enough to cut this delicate dessert.
Okay. So he's testing it.
Kor actually says, look at him. He practices cuts and thrust even with his food. Little
Got it.
children do that.
Very funny.
If I had a knife like that, I would use it for dinner.
Really?
Yeah, that's an expensive knife. And it was
Yeah.
beautiful.
So the
It was
same
beautiful.
knife that you do all your battling with, you're going to use for food as well?
Will you
Aren't
clean
you afraid
it?
of
They're going to eat somebody's
cross-contamination?
heart.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
So I
Hey,
don't
you're
think they're
giving a
worried about.
spoiler, Robbie. That's a spoiler.
Okay.
Okay. All
True.
right.
True.
Okay.
Sorry. Why am I saying sorry?
I don't
I don't know.
know. You're
Push
apologizing
that
for
back
Robbie
over
now.
him.
Yes, thank you. Koloth's cutting his dessert when Kor Dax arrive, and Koloth does not recognize Curzon, and
Of
does
course
not
not.
recognize Dax.
Right.
She explains that Dax lives inside Jadzia now, and Dax then asks, "Is Kang coming?" Just when he arrives, and he says that he has found the albino.
Dun dun dun.
Yes.
The
Yeah,
albino.
albino. So this is the scene where we get all three of those original Klingons back together.
Gosh, their makeup was just perfection in this
Yeah, it's good.
episode. It
It was good.
really was. Michael Westmore, you're my hero.
Yeah.
I love you, LA Dad.
The three Klingons
Right.
are back together for the first time. Very
Right.
exciting.
In Dax's quarters right now.
Yes, we go to
Yeah.
Dax's quarters. There's four drinks are replicated, but Kor's the only one drinking in here
Why?
that I
Why only
see. I
Kor?
don't know.
Because
Okay.
he's the only one that really gets that I was Curzon, and
Okay.
he's all in with me right
Got
away.
it. So he's comfortable, he's relaxed, he's ready to go. Yeah.
Right. And the other two are skeptical.
Got it.
Well, yeah,
Correct.
Dax is trying to convince Kang that she's Curzon Dax.
Right.
He doesn't seem fully convinced
No.
in this scene,
Yeah.
but Kang does tell us all about this albino, that he got some news from some traders about the location where he's hiding. And Kang says he's going to find him, he's going to rip his heart out,
Yeah.
and he's going to eat it while the albino watches.
Right.
Ugh.
Before you go on, we also find out that Dax is the godfather of Kang's son. We
Yes, we
also
do.
find out, I think, in this scene that the blood oath was made. We didn't even,
Yes.
this is the first time we hear about the blood oath.
We're at the promenade next. We're on the upper level. Kang and Dax are walking by the windows. Do you remember filming the scene?
I remember all of it. I
You
really do.
do?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Not just because I was in everything, but because I really loved it and I had so much fun doing it. And it
Yeah.
meant a lot to me. It was a huge opportunity to be a side of Dax that no one's really gotten to see before. So I had a full meal
You
of
did.
acting ahead of
You
me in
did.
storytelling. So that did not escape me. And I don't think I was nervous about any of it. It was just more
Well,
exciting. I was so excited to do it.
yeah. And like you said earlier, you got to interact with three men from old
Original.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
movie stars. I
find
was
some
working with old
stories.
school movie stars.
Yeah.
And if they're storytellers, those are the best days on set when you
Oh my
get old veterans
God.
telling stories. It's the
Oh,
best.
yeah.
Well, you're walking by the promenade windows. Beautiful shot. We learn that Curzon was the first Starfleet diplomat. to truly understand the Klingons, that's a big deal. Like,
it is
huge
in terms of the mythology of Klingons and Starfleet and all of it. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, Dax is in Stobba Khor,
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Klingons' version of heaven, Stobba Khor.
Yes, Dax is basically the all aliens' best friend because you know everything about Ferengi. You hang out with the Ferengi, you know how to play their games, you're interested in their culture. And now we learn because of Curzon, you have respect for the Klingon culture as well.
Yeah, deeply.
Well, you're standing by the windows, you talk about the blood oath and eating the albino's heart. Dax says she knows that a Klingon oath cannot be broken. That oath that she took to join them in this revenge and eat the heart, she can't break that oath because she
No.
respects Klingon tradition. But
Yes.
Kang says in this scene, you know, I think times are changing. Those kids, those crazy kids nowadays, they're doing, you know, they're serving, doesn't he say something like they're opening restaurants and
Right.
serving rocks or something?
In reference to our one Klingon restaurant on
Yes,
DS9.
exactly. But he's also saying that they're serving rock to
Non
oh,
Klingon. Grandchildren of the men that he slaughtered in battle. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
So they've
right.
lost honor.
Yeah. Well, he releases her from the oath in this
Yeah.
scene.
He says, you're not part of the Blood Oath anymore, which
Yeah.
Dax is not happy about, by the way. Nope.
How would you feel about eating the heart? What if, like, there's Dax going, I respect the blood oath. I'll do this. I'll eat the heart. Like, what if you had that scene?
I'm an actor and I would eat the heart, but it wouldn't be a heart. It wouldn't be a human heart, for God's sakes.
No, probably not. I
No,
mean,
but of
no, of
course I
course
would
not.
do it.
What am I saying? No, it's of course not.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Here's a quote from you. Terry Farrell thought that it would have been interesting to have the episode end with Dax considering fulfilling Kang's promise to cut out the albino's heart and eat
Did I
it.
say that?
Yeah,
Of course I did.
here's your
Oh my
quote.
God.
Here's her quote.
Oh,
I thought it would
golly.
have been cool if it ended not with me taking a bite, but holding the heart. So you didn't know if I was going to take a bite or not. That's your actual quote,
Oh,
which is
there we
kind of
go.
very artistic to see you holding it, but still gross as heck that you're holding a human
It is, but I
gross
mean, if
a
you're
person's
getting into
heart.
the Klingon mindset on
Yeah,
this and holding on to the honor, like I did in the episode Dax for Enina Tandro, I held Curzon's respect for her and I didn't give up who she was.
That.
So why would we expect Dax not to keep
Yeah.
moving through it with authenticity of wanting to honor the Klingon tradition? Obviously, it touches her as well, Jadzia, not just Curzon. It's something that really probably gets her at the bottom of her soul, you know, something deep, you know.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't have to watch you eat a heart.
Me too. I really think that was just knowing their audience that it would have
Yes.
been too much.
So we go to ops next. Dax and Kira are working, and Dax starts to fish a little. She asks Kira how many people she killed in the resistance. And Kira's surprised by that question. She's kind of uncomfortable. She worries Dax is considering killing someone. And that's when Dax explains about this oath to avenge the albino. And this is where we learn about the three kids that were killed.
Yeah,
That the albino
the
killed the children
godsons.
with a virus.
Yes, but we do know that the albino led the depredators to basically raid these Klingon colonies. There were three Klingon warships that were sent to stop him. And one of the captains was a close friend of Curzon's. The mission was successful, but basically, this albino said, I am going to get revenge on these Klingons that were sent after me, and I'm going to kill each one of their firstborn sons. And those three are the three Klingons that we see in this episode, basically, right?
And he honored his promise.
He did. He killed them with, yes, a genetic virus that killed these innocent children, which is absolutely wrong and horrifying that that happened. But that is the story. We learned the whole thing here. What's crazy, guys, is that we later learned that he's been hiding for 25 years or something like that. The last 25 years or something, they have no idea where he's at. And I just keep thinking, as the albino, boy, you really have to have a pretty good stock portfolio, or at least some type of good balance sheet, because you have to hire guards to protect you from the Klingons for 25 years, like just nonstop
This is
guards.
where you go. Like, you know what? He was probably, what would they do? He was probably a really horrible, scary guy, which if you didn't follow him, he would kill you. So you're trapped. You see one guy get murdered, then everybody falls in line, right? That's the impression I got from the albino.
Another thing we learned from this scene, that Curzon's godson was named Dax after Curzon Dax well. So there's a very, very close relationship amongst Curzon Dax and the three Klingons. Very close.
Absolutely.
And I love the scene with Kira, because it takes pause and it's like, I don't remember another scene where we are both revealing such intimate details about how we're feeling. It was so much fun to watch, because those scenes are so rare, and it was really good.
Yeah, and the kind of vulnerability and this private, very private, you know, very personal kinds of, you know, details that you're sharing with each other. And Kira does say at the end of the scene, she advises Dax, like, be careful with this, because, you know, I learned when you kill someone, a part of you dies as well. You're not just killing them, but you're
she experienced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also Kira takes Kang's side in terms of the release of the blood oath. I mean, Kira believes, listen, that's a prior Dax. That's a prior lifetime. You shouldn't be beholden to those debts or that blood oath. So I agree with Kang to release you. Right.
Yeah. Well, and that is my oath as a joined Trill, is to not meddle in past lives.
Right. That's part of your prime directive.
Well, you know what? I'm coloring outside the box, because I am Jutsy and Dax.
Clearly. And also, the albino took out your godson and your namesake.
Yeah.
Dax,
yeah.
Your namesake. It's very serious.
Especially when you can't have children when you're joined.
That's right. This is a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, it's very interesting, too, because it does sort of reveal, like you're saying, and I didn't know this, but that symbiont is not supposed to meddle in past life issues. But yet it's still there, like these memories, the feelings, all of that. It's kind of like our, what do you call that? The reptilian brain, or amygdala, or whatever it is. Yeah, like stuff that gets burned in there.
The host, Jadzia, is supposed to honor that everything that Dax, the symbiont, has gone through is in the past. I mean, obviously, it informs a lot. We've already talked about the layers and all of that, of her trying to assimilate and try out new things when we met Arjun, the Trill initiate. But I think sometimes this is one of those examples where the heart wants what it wants. And if you have a strong conviction, if your integrity is about standing up for your morals, and this is a moral issue for her.
Yeah,
you killed part of my family. I mean, if you're a godparent and you don't have children, I even think you're a godparent, because if something happens to the parents, you take
over.
You are
the parents.
That's your job. Yeah. Right. And so that's an enormous responsibility. I can see where that doesn't go away. I don't feel any less love for my niece and nephews from my marriage to Brian. I'm still Aunt T.
Yeah.
You know, they're still my niece and nephew.
The other thing that comes to mind when you say godparent, because that's a very religious kind of spiritual role, that you're responsible for kind of the spiritual experience of the child in a big way. And so that must mean that Curzon Dax was not just connecting with the Klingons, but actually kind of accepting some of their spiritual practices too.
Yeah, 100%. He's part of the family. Curzon was part of the family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kira's final lines in this scene: when you take someone's life, you lose a part of your own as well. You mentioned that already, Robbie. But that to me is very, it sounds very Buddhist. So I wonder, is that a Bajoran religious mandate or you know what I'm saying? So
let's say it is, then
the Bajoran religion is very similar to Buddhism, I guess, because you're not supposed to take any life of any living thing, whether it's an insect or a bird or anything, mammal, you name it.
And I think they would write that purposefully.
Yeah.
I would assume, I think with great conviction, that it does have to do with the Bajoran
faith
religion, because why else would they say it?
Why
else would they have her say it?
Right. Alrighty.
Well, we go to Quark's next. Quark is drunk. He's got a couple of Dabo girls next to him. His arms are wrapped around these Dabo girls. A great wide angle shot, a wide lens shot
Yes.
When it comes down from on top of him drinking. And yeah, it was just a cool lens. It was a very wide lens. It felt like a David Livingston lens.
Exactly. I forgot that it was Rick Colby. I said, did David direct this scene? I mean, what?
Yes.
David,
yeah, exactly.
It's so wide.
Such
but
a wide
cool.
lens.
Yeah, it worked.
But Dax arrives, asks the girls to step away, please. Wants a private moment. And she tells Kor that Kang and Koloth don't want her to help.
Yeah.
And Kor says, well, they're not going to listen to me. So you can see that he feels like he's past his prime. He's drinking too much. He's kind of given up on who he used to be. And Dax reminds him how he was once a great and powerful fighter. And he's got a moment where he gets really sad in here, where he remembers, you know, who he once was.
Yeah, he referred to himself as bulbous body. It's not the same as it was before. He's, you know, he's put some pounds on. So it's, yeah. Because I was once, if you remember, far less than you see and far more than I have become. So very poetic.
That
these
is
lines.
Just heartbreaking, isn't it?
It was, wasn't
and
it?
And he apologizes at the end. He goes,
so
I'm
full
sorry.
Of regret.
He's like, I'm sorry at the end. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I give him one last no. That's not how I see you.
That's not how I remember you. That's not how I see you. I know you as great and powerful.
Yeah.
And she leaves him with that.
But it's kind of Dax's job to sort of be the moral support and also the cheerleader in this way to make these Klingons get ready for this battle. She's kind of, you know, she knows how to speak to each one of them. She knows how to deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what's nice, too, is she's the voice of clarity because she's the youngest and she's a science officer and they don't have any separation from it. And she does. She has this. She can see Curzon's point of view. She has her own point of view, and she brings clarity to the party.
Like in this story, so much of the Klingons is, we used to be great, now we're just old men.
Right.
You know, we're old, we're drinking. A lot of their story. But Dax has Curzon, like time is different for Dax. You know, time for these guys, it's always moving forward and they're getting older and bodies falling apart.
It's
or
finite.
Whatever.
It will end for these guys.
It will end.
Guys.
But for Dax, as Curzon and jumping around, I had never thought of it this way. Like, that perspective is timeless.
Yeah.
And so this also lives in Ezri Dax and
whoever
is going to be after Ezri so on and so on. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we go into what we'll learn is a holosuite. Koloth is there practicing his moves with the Bat'leth.
I love this scene.
Ends with the blade right in your face. Like all of his moves. We see Dax walk in and then he turns. And do you remember that shot? Was it in reverse? Did they do like a pull away?
It was, stop. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't Bill. I'm pretty sure it was probably
it was
Dennis
stunt.
Or Tom because it would be too much to expect them to be, but I trusted him and I just stood in. I've been rewatching the Mission Impossibles and I was like, I had myself a Mission Impossible moment.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, Tom Cruise. I love those shows. It's just like, I'm an adrenaline junkie for those shows. But there was something where it was like right next to his eye. And when I watched the show this morning, I was like, yes.
That's it. That's it.
Tom Cruise would be impressed.
Yes, Tom would be proud of you. Well, the Bat'leth comes right by her face. And she announces to Koloth there that she's coming. Period. She's going to go. And Koloth says no. He tells her to leave. Then she has the computer give her a Bat'leth and they fight hard. That was a long fight.
It was. Oh my God. But
it was
her
great
description,
though, wasn't it? Don't you love it when I ordered the Bat'leth and I'm like exactly the size and
God.
Exactly the weight. Yeah.
Tip to tip, 100, tip to tip,
freaking
116
great
centimeters, weight 5.3 kilos with an exterior hand gripping diameter, 5 centimeters, blades composite Baconite. I'm like, what?
Do you want to see it now?
Yes.
Do you want to
have
my Bat'leth?
Batleth.
Let's see it.
They gave
I
you
can't
the
believe
actual.
this.
Here it is. Whoop, whoop. Look at that. That's
Wow. Is that
beautiful.
metal? Is it
Yes.
made from? Oh my
It's
God. It is.
beautiful. Oh, yeah. Don't hit
Wow.
your camera. Oh my
Just so you can
goodness.
see.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sharp. Like, I
Yeah.
don't think I'd want to enter my home if I was holding this.
You
Yeah, that's
I have
amazing.
two dogs in my
You
Batleth.
should keep that behind your bed frame. You
I'm
could
not
use
telling you
that
where I
as your.
keep it. So if you ever show up and piss me off,
How did you
you would
rehearse
never
these
get use that
fights?
against Gawa.
Oh,
Sorry.
well,
Wait.
they were, I know, they were rubber. I mean, they had a like a something that gave them structure, but they were a rubber silver thing. Is we only use
The
these
rehearse,
in one
yeah.
scene
Right.
where
Which
we
scene did you use it in?
when we get to the
Later. Oh,
albino.
the albino's
There's one
headquarters.
reveal of all four of us, and that's when all four of us carried these. So there were four of them. Dan Curry designed these.
Okay, so we're in the middle of the battle, the fight between you and Koloth. It's a good
How was
fight.
that? How did
Yeah.
you do you remember rehearsing for that or
Oh yeah, we rehearsed it
shooting
like a
it? Yeah.
dance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
over and over and over again. But you know, with constraints on time, it's not like a film where you could have all morning working on it.
Yeah.
It's,
You get like
you probably get
45
half an
minutes.
hour.
Yeah, half an
Yeah,
hour.
and then you work on it on your own.
You don't recall having a stunt double there, like working on someone that was all you?
There were certain shots I thought, is that her or is that me? And then I was like, no, I'd turn and it's like, no, I know I did it all and I wanted to
Oh,
do it all.
wow.
So there was nothing that put me in grave danger. So there was no reason
Yeah.
for her to do it.
Yeah.
You
Do you
know?
remember when you were rehearsing? I'm sure Dennis Matalone or the stunt people were there. Was Dan Curry there with you to help in any way?
Oh, I'm sure he was on the set because he was so proud of the design
Yeah.
of the Batleth, right?
Yeah. And all the moves are his
It might have
anyway,
been the
so.
first time I met him.
Wow.
Right. But in rehearsing that, I do remember, I don't remember who I rehearsed with. I don't, it could have been Tom, but it might have been Dennis. But you
Yeah,
know, when
okay.
you do sports as a kid, it's to me, that's the stunt coordinator is like a coach to me.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. You have to trust everything they're saying. And then, but what goes along with it is your need to please them and get it right as quick
Yeah.
as
Yeah.
possible.
Yes,
So,
yes. Yeah.
that is so ingrained in me, that kind of that part of my people pleasing,
Yes.
I don't think would ever
I
go
got this
away on a
coach.
set.
I got you,
Yeah,
coach.
exactly.
Yes,
I'm
I
going to
hear
make you
you.
proud.
Yeah, I'm going to make you proud, coach.
You're going to be so proud of me. Look how good I am.
That has a nice
Yeah.
ring to it. Coach Matalone. It actually works
Right. I'm sure
well.
he would have loved that.
Yes.
I loved him. I
Yeah.
loved, but I love doing the physical stuff. It's my
Yeah.
most favorite part. Yeah. So much
Well,
fun.
yeah, it's a
Well, it
fun
was really
scene.
good. A very long fight, longer
Very.
than your average
Yeah.
fight. Really well done. Ultimately, it kind of goes back and forth in the fight. Seems like Dax is winning, seems like Koloth is winning, but in the end, Koloth does ultimately win.
Kor shows up. Kor
Yeah.
shows up in the
Yeah, and
end,
the other
right?
guys
I
walk
love,
in during the fight. Yeah.
yeah, I love Kor's line. There is tension on your face, Koloth. You ought to
I know.
drink. He goes, you ought to drink more, is what he tells him. He's like,
That's
you should
funny.
be having more alcohol in you. Very funny.
So cute.
Yeah.
Koloth does win, then tells you to stand up. And then he says to you, it will do them honor if you join them. So, yes,
I
Dax has
know.
proven herself.
But not yet, though, right? The very final line is Kang. Isn't Kang still no? He's still a no here. Remember
Koloth
at the
says
very
yes,
end,
but Kang says
Kang says,
absolutely
absolutely
not.
not. No, I tell you now, you will not be part of this quest. So you have convinced two of the three, but not the final
Slowly breaking them
detractor.
down,
Yeah, you're
breaking them
breaking him
down.
down. Kang's the last one.
Well, we go into Quark's cafe next. The three Klingons and Dax enter. Kor is coughing. Whenever I see a character coughing in a TV or TV show or movie, if they're
Yeah.
coughing on screen, that means they're sick. That
Yeah.
means they're gonna die.
Thanks,
Yeah.
Robbie.
It does.
I know.
So not just sick, but terminally ill is what you're
Yeah,
trying to
they're
tell
gonna
me.
die.
Thank you.
They're gonna
Well,
die.
okay.
Yeah. Just so everybody listening, so you know, if you see someone cough,
Coughing, they will die.
they're gonna
Uh-oh.
die.
No,
Yeah,
you
they're
don't know
sick.
that for sure.
Yeah, you do.
That's this
Because
is
if you
the
cough, if you were doing a scene and you weren't supposed to cough, but you went, oh, excuse me,
They
they would
would do it
cut
in
it
the take.
out.
Yeah.
They would
Yeah,
cut it
that's
out.
true.
The only
That's true.
reason it's in is because it's a
Especially in a TV show.
foreshadowing. Yes, it's
And a
foreshadowing.
movie they might let you because it's real. It's a real thing that's happening.
So I knew immediately he started coughing. I'm like, he's
Right.
dead. He's dead.
He's
He's
dead.
dead.
Okay.
Kang even says, "You're too sick for battle." Like Kang says, "You can't do this." Not for
Right.
Dax and Kang sit down, though. Dax demands that she have the right to revenge and keep her blood oath. And Kang still says no. And she reminds him when she turned her back on him. She tells a story about when she walked in and no one had ever turned their back on him. And it really made him angry. And it was that anger she knew that she needed to create a bond with him. So she had read him well, and she gets him angry again in this scene. And ultimately he agrees to let her fight. So it worked.
I know he's, do you think this will work twice?
And it does.
I understand
It does work twice. Yes, it does.
Klingons.
But Curzon Dax was almost killed by Kang because of the turning of the back. That we also learned that. Oh, that almost happened. But Curzon Dax didn't die because he didn't cough. So clearly,
Exactly. Just don't ever
don't
cough.
Not
cough
till
on
the end.
Yes.
Not till the bitter end.
Bitter, bitter,
Yeah.
bitter
Anybody
end.
listening, if you get cast in a TV or movie or something, don't cough, because if you cough, they're going to have to kill you.
Exactly.
Oh,
Or
goodness.
if you
And definitely
read
don't
in.
wear red on Star Trek.
No, don't
No.
wear red. Or if you read that your character happens to cough in the script, well, we're sorry for you. You're probably not
Yes,
going to last past that episode.
you're
You're
my
fired.
word.
You're
Don't
doomed.
listen to them, guys. Let's keep
Let's
going.
go.
Let's keep going. Dax's quarters is next.
Oh,
She's
boy.
packing up.
Oh, boy. Uncle Cisco comes in. Good old Uncle Cisco.
Yep.
He's not happy at all.
Nope.
No.
No, he says, nope, you can't go.
Do you love that when he walks in? Nope.
Nope.
There's not even a conversation.
He
Nope.
just says no. Dax's first line was, I was just about to come see you. Cisco responds, no. That's it. There's nothing else in there. Just
And Dax is
N-O.
like, no,
No
what?
what? No
No
leave of
leave of
absence.
absence. No leave of absence.
No, none.
He does argue in the scene. He says, even if this is an oath or whatever, blood oath, it's still murder. You're murdering
And he also argues, I can order you not to do this. I'm your superior officer. You're Starfleet. You're not going to go do this. And Dax sticks by her guns. There's no, she's quite resolute in joining the Klingon.
Yeah, she says, I took an oath.
She goes,
Right.
sorry. Sorry, Cisco. Not going to happen. I'm going with the guys.
But then he switches gears and says, do you really think you're capable of this? And I think that was really smart writing that to have him change gears, because it's like he's not winning. He's a smart enough, the character's smart enough to change it up and let me appeal another way. This is how much I care about you and worried about you I am.
Good writing.
Yeah, because he says at the end, do you really think you're going to just be able to come back to ops and just go back to work like nothing happened? You're going to murder someone and just be the same?
And look at her
Well, there's
response.
that.
I guess that'll be up to you. And that's the end of that scene. It's just strong writing and very, very good.
Oh, because it says also, he says, you expect to come back here and resume your duties as though nothing has happened. No punishment. Well, it's not just that. It's like a combination of things, right? Come back and be a Lieutenant Dax, and how am I going to live with myself if I murder someone?
There's consequences on multiple levels
Multiple
here,
levels,
personal
exactly. And not
levels,
that we haven't already murdered
professional.
people in Starfleet. I
And,
mean, we kill bad
right,
guys. It's
right.
not.
And that's not even talk about eating someone's heart either. Okay. That's
No.
just the actual,
Yes.
And you do bring up Klingon justice. This is Klingon justice. Like, because he talks about Starfleet justice or something, I think, in the scene. And you're like, sure, Starfleet has their justice. This is different. This is Klingon justice. And
Thank you for
I
saying
get
that.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's totally different.
Yeah. Well, we go onto the Bird of Prey bridge. We see the Bird of Prey flying, which was cool. I love those ships.
Me
They look cool.
too. It's just fun to be on a different ship too. You're just like, wow, I don't know this space. It's exciting.
I bet. I bet. That's cool. Well, we cut inside. We see the team going over battle plans, but we don't see any crew in there.
It's all on autopilot, Robbie. You know
I
that.
guess so, but it would look like a big ship
I know.
It
In
did kind of look
space.
like we needed crew. I mean, it was a little weird. Yeah,
It was a
just a
little
few
weird.
Klingons in there, but they probably, again, we're down to budget. What are we doing?
Yes, we're down to budget.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well,
Oh,
they're going over
gosh.
the plans. The odds seem really bad. Kor and Koloth say it's a good day to die and leave.
And homie, don't play that. I am not up for dying. We're not
Yeah, she's
coming
like,
into this with death on our
this is a
minds.
suicide mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when she realizes, oh, that's why you didn't want me to come. You knew this was a suicide mission.
Yeah.
You were
Yeah.
trying to protect me. And then he admits to you in this scene that he has contacted the albino, that they agreed to this glorious final battle, just end this after all these years.
Yeah.
And the albino said he's going to use 40 of his most skilled guards, send them to fight the Klingons.
The four of us are going to fight 40 guards.
Yeah.
The four of us.
Yeah.
What a yutz.
Yeah. Well, Kang even says there's no chance of victory here. I know it. But he wants to die an honorable death. And then Dax comes up with this idea, well, if we use the disruptor banks on the ship to neutralize their weapons, it'll be a little more of a fair fight.
Right.
Then maybe we can win with the Batleths because their weapons won't work.
Exactly.
And I love at the end, Kang considers this and he says, you know, it's a good day to live. Which is great.
Yes. But I also like when he said, do you really think this is possible? And I'm like, well, with Kurz on deck, she would be out of luck. But Jadzia is a science
Yes,
officer. I
that's
was
right.
like,
She'll do
yes. My skills. I got
Yes.
skills.
Oh my God.
I also love that Dax knows, she mentions a certain strategy. She says, well, if 50 guards or 40 or 50 guards, then we should use the Ngoran strategy. Dax knows the Klingon strategy because Kang goes, no, I'm not going to sneak in his bedroom and murder him like a kapla. So they're both on the like the Klingon strategy way.
She points out things that they're not thinking of, like how do you know he's, is he there or is he not there? Is when they talk about the guards being 75 meters apart, like that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So let's assume it's 50 meters apart. So it's nice that she has a military strategy brain too, that's helpful to them.
For
And
sure.
they're still overly pumped with emotion about it. And
Yeah,
it's,
they just
you
want
know,
to. They only see one version. It's of them storming the
exactly.
gates and dying
Right.
a noble death or something. That's all they can
Yeah.
imagine.
But Dax has numerous different lifetimes that she's lived
True.
through or experienced has given her so much. Real, you know what Dax is? Dax is the Swiss Army knife of the show. I mean, she could do
She'd do
every little,
anything.
yeah, practically
Yeah.
anything. So, yeah.
Practically.
Well, we cut to the forest next, and we see that this compound where the albino is looks like a castle.
It's a Frank Lloyd Wright house
Yeah.
in
Do you,
Pasadena, I think.
what is it called?
well,
It's a Frank
it's
Lloyd Wright.
A Frank Lloyd
Yeah.
Wright house. We didn't get to go inside, but
Yeah.
wow, it was so gorgeous.
So the exterior, correct, of the Albino's Fortress was a house in Pasadena designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. A model of it, which was blown up. So they actually built a model of the actual house, which
They
that's what
sure
they blew
did.
up later, right? But the interior, of course, was on
Was all a
stage
set.
18, yeah. And it was actually built, that actual set was built for a TNG episode, Masks, as Masaka's temple. So it was a pre, it's a repurposed
Re
set,
reuse of a
reused
of an
set.
older set.
Of
But
an
older
most of
set.
it we shot, I mean, the inside obviously is on the set, but everything
Yeah.
in the exterior, we were there.
At the house.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, we
That's.
shot it there. We can only do exteriors, obviously couldn't touch the building.
Yeah.
But we could do a lot. We did a lot.
It was perfect. It looked like a
It's
fortress.
gorgeous. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was
Very
super
pretty.
cool.
We're in the forest. They're looking at this Frank Lloyd Wright house. And Dax has been using her tricorder out here in the forest. They're trying to formulate strategy. They realize there's a mine, like a booby trap at the main threshold. So storming the gates,
Bad idea.
Koloth decides to go ask someone if the albino's there. Sure, just go ask someone. So he gets up and leaves. And after he leaves, they continue strategizing. They realize they're going to have to shut down the power to create a diversion, and then Dax will be the one to run across this big open field because, with all due respect, you guys are getting a little old. They aren't as young as they used to be, I think she
You're a little
says.
long in the tooth.
Yeah. Then we cut over to Koloth, who's gone to ask someone if the albino's there. And it's one of the lookout guys with the helmets on. I thought it was Dennis Matalone.
It might have
Oh,
been.
it had to have been him.
Yeah.
I think it was Dennis. Yeah.
It's his
hair.
Do
you recognize that chin?
His shiny black
Well,
hair.
it's part of it is like when he got hit.
Yeah, his
it's
long.
The,
you see
it's
that?
It's the double pump of the head when he's, getting hit or choked out or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just the Matalone style of, taking a hit.
Taking a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how he taught all of us to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Well, we go back to the main group and Koloth returns. He confirms that there was a helpful, very helpful lookout who said the albino was inside and they head out. I thought that was very funny.
Twas.
You don't really see any of what happens with Dennis Matalone except the first moment.
Well, and he does kind of move his batleth around him. So it almost looks like, did he break his neck or did he cut his throat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to hold him to get the information. He would have had to, have him conscious for at least a minute. We go to this into the compound. This is where one of the guards gets his throat cut. Another one gets a more direct approach from Dax, who says, "Can you tell me where the tennis courts are?"
I know. I was like, tennis courts? What?
I seem to be lost.
Yeah. The tennis courts. Of
Help
course.
Me. Before I knock you out.
Yeah. And then she knocks him out. Nice
whose job,
hit.
Robbie, whose job would it be to put like blood and whatever on the edge or the tip of
makeup?
Makeup to do it or props?
That would be props.
Yeah. They didn't do that on this.
No.
Like anytime anyone got killed, they didn't show any blood, which is actually, I prefer to that. You know, I actually don't want to see too much gore.
Thing, you know? You want the kids to be able to watch it.
You do, and still
except we're talking about eating people's hearts.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
I don't
like,
know.
They want it to be PG on one
thing?
Side. Yeah.
If it were a feature version, there would have been a lot of blood.
A lot of gore.
There would be blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Dax knocks out the guy before she finds out where the tennis courts are. So there goes your tennis game.
She can't play tennis now.
Well, I had to head to the armory, right?
Yeah,
you did
to blow it up.
To blow it up, and then we cut to that model shot. We see the big kaboom.
Yeah,
the place blows. We cut inside. The albino is paying attention now. Before we see the albino, we see the guards tracking Jadzia Dax, running across the field, but their weapons aren't working. So we know that this disruptor plan.
Look at that
it worked.
Science,
baby.
Yeah.
But inside, the albino's freaking out. They're all scrambling to prepare some kind of defense. He's not a dummy. He orders a scan of if there's a cloaked ship. He's like, check and see if there's a cloaked ship. Maybe they're creating this interference. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure if he's going to, turn that off or figure it out. Maybe weapons will be useful
tension.
At some point.
Yeah.
Back outside, we see Dax joining Kang, Koloth, and Kor. Mm-hmm. And then we go inside this command post. I just wrote a note here. Fight time. They fight a lot.
That note.
Yeah, it was really overwhelming. It was chaos.
Yeah.
Wasn't it chaos?
Oh my God.
So much fighting.
So much fighting.
I remember it felt like chaos doing it because, you set up each shot just for the camera, right?
Yeah.
Each in the fight scene. Well, Robbie, you know that. And so when you're doing it, it's the director and the script supervisor that are on top of the shots that they're getting. But when you're as the actor doing it in these types of things, it's you just have to trust you're doing exactly what they're saying and just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, Terry? In the notes on the interweb, it says, to set the mood for the fight sequences, director Vinrich Kolbe had Wagner's Götterdämmerung played on set. So the German composer Wagner's piece.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
dun, dun.
Do you recall that?
I don't.
Oh, well, he
that I don't
it.
Remember. Yeah. Well, if Rick said it, he did it, but I just
sure
don't remember it.
It would be perfect for Rick Kolbe to play a Wagner song.
He might have played it and then we did everything like to get it, but I can't imagine he was playing it while we were filming because you need those sounds.
Need to
you'd have to loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to loop the whole thing.
Right.
And you don't want to.
No.
In those, unlike being on the stage, of course, you're mic'd. You're physically mic'd. So that's where you have to remember to turn off your mic when you go to the bathroom.
Yes, you guys come into that backlit smoke. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Right?
The fighting starts. We see the albino is a chicken. He's hiding behind
Yeah,
all
his
his
henchmen.
guards and letting them die.
Yeah.
We see Koloth get wounded.
Yeah, he gets stabbed in the gut, right? So
That kind of broke me up. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was tough to
Yeah.
watch that. You know what Rick Colby said? He commented, "This was it was the closest thing to Beowulf that I ever saw. There was a mythological quality to it, and these guys were real heroes. I played Wagner in my mind the whole day, and it had a feel that was beyond episodic television. It was really the Three Musketeers on a smaller scale, and I loved it."
Yeah, you can tell he
So,
loved it. He
well, I
shot
would
it
say Four
beautifully.
Musketeers, but who's counting?
Well, yeah, they say the fourth musketeer, D'Artagnan, would have been Dax. Cor would be Porthos. Koloth would be Aramis, and Kang would be Athos. So, four
Who was I?
musketeers. You're
You're
D'Artagnan.
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 I like that name.
D'Artagnan's
I
the
like that.
best. Look at this. Another note. Terry Farrell is a big fan of this episode because it reveals a great deal of depth to Dax. Farrell felt that each of the three Klingons required a different approach from her, and that the character is capable of switching gears like that is something that she is quite proud of. Quote, "With Kor, I had to convince him that he was a hero and that in my eyes, he would always be a hero. So that was philosophical. With Koloth, I had to prove that I was strong enough to go to battle with him. So that was physical. And with Kang, I had to prove to him that my desire and need to be part of this blood oath was strong enough that I could not imagine staying behind, that I was mentally strong and capable enough. So I had to exhibit the honor, the physical strength, and the mental perseverance to go with them." That's your
You're
quote.
smart, Terry.
Look at
That's
that.
smart
This was
words
way
you
back in the day
said.
when you said that, using your
Wow.
$5
Thank
college of
you.
words.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm so
Yeah.
proud of this episode, and it makes me feel emotional because it's
Yeah.
I'm so proud of the character and so honored to be a
Yeah.
part of the whole Star Trek world, but to get to play a character like Dax, I just that's endless. That is luck. That is so luck and
Yeah.
lightning in a jar to have gotten to be Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
I'll
sure.
always be proud of her because
Yeah.
it's so much of me in it too. I mean, how could it
Yeah.
not be? But when you play something for 6 years and it's so many different facets of my personality in Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. And I love what you said there. I love those quotes. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. You're
Yeah.
welcome.
So Koloth just got wounded in this fight. Then Kang gets injured as well.
Yes.
Kang goes over, he joins
Oh,
Koloth.
like, come on, man.
Koloth
I
says, "I'm
forgot.
not going to die before you, you thunderous bulk." He's like,
Right?
even though they're
And
both dying.
then he dies.
Yeah. And
Like,
then
I'm sorry, but
no.
what the bleep? I'm watching it going, I forgot he died. Are
I
you kidding
know.
me?
Yeah,
Huh?
Koloth dies, Kang
Well,
is injured,
yeah.
Kor is injured.
Well, the original idea was they were all going to die, Robbie. All three Klingons were going to die in this. Only Dax was supposed to be alive. So they changed it.
Wow. When Michael and Sarah attacks the albino going up the stairs, and I love that move, how he parlays himself ab above the albino. I was like, oh, thank goodness, because you're never going to get it if
Right.
you're
Below
on
him,
the
like
yeah.
fighting from down.
And then I have to fight him. I just don't remember that they died. And because in my mind, they're still my warriors that I'm setting off with. And when I have to fight the albino, I thought, okay, I kind of don't remember that. And then when Michael and Sarah gives him the final blow, I was like, oh, thank God I didn't kill him. So but I've lost two dear friends.
I
And
know.
Michael and Sarah, when the other two, does he say it is a good day to die? Who says that? He says that, right?
He says it
Michael and
right
Sarah's
before,
character?
I th think
And I say it's
so.
never a good day to
Kang
lose a
says it's a
friend.
Kang
Yeah.
says it. It's a
Kang
good
says
day
it.
to die.
Oh,
Yeah.
Kang says it. And he dies right afterward, doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And then I say it's never a good day to lose a
Your
friend.
friend, that's what you say to him. Yeah. After he say, "Is it a good day to die?" And he dies. Exactly.
It's a very sad scene. It kind of ends, Terry, when you bring up, like,
Oh,
it's never a good day to lose a friend. That was heartbreaking, that moment.
wasn't it?
But you didn't
Yes.
remember
It
that,
really
though, right?
was.
When you started watching this, you did not remember that two of the Klingons died when you
No,
started
I did
watching
not
this.
remember
Yeah.
that. No, it choked me up when I was
When you're
watching it. It
watching it,
was
you got
just like,
emotional.
oh, yeah.
When Dax walks back into ops,
Oh,
there's no dialogue in this scene. She
I
walks
love
back
it.
in. Yeah. Cisco stares at her. He goes into the office. Kira looks away. And you can tell that Dax has really lost a part of her innocence or her soul or something, you know, that Kira was right.
Right. The
Something's going to die in you too.
yeah, even though I didn't kill someone, I was still part of the whole mission. And we don't know if John Colicos and my character, did we eat the heart? We don't know.
We
We
don't
don't
know
see
that.
that. But
But
it's obviously it was a life-changing event for Dax
for
to go
Dax,
through
absolutely.
and losing two very dear friends.
Kolokos does reprise his role of Kor in two later Deep Space Nine episodes, one in season four and one in season seven. So we have two more appearances from
Oh, great.
John Kolokos. So that's good. That's a good thing.
We made it to the end. Dax is
Wow.
sad and a little wiser, I guess, after all of this.
I think so. That's something she had to do.
It's a sad ending. It really is.
Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more after this message from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The theme I got was revenge is never satisfying. Like you may think that revenge will be satisfying, but it's not ultimately, you know. That, like Kira said, part of you is going to die too. When
I agree.
you know, part of the revenge that you deal to someone else is going to take something from you as well. So, yeah, that's my lesson.
I would go back to thine own self be true, because she fought to do something, but she still has to live with the
She
consequences.
had to do this thing, and yet
Yes,
there's gonna be consequences.
there are. And so if you follow your heart, just know there will be consequences, however honorable your choice. And if you're okay with that and that still sits with you, well, then you need to follow your heart, because you won't forgive yourself if you don't.
The golden rule, which is do unto others as you wish them to do unto you. You don't want others to
Sure.
kill you, so why would you kill them? So, you know, same thing. It just
Yeah, and that
killing
doesn't make
is
it right.
no, it just, you
Two
know,
deaths
let's
don't make it right. Yeah, you're not
no,
going to feel
no,
better.
yeah.
No, I'm not going to kill somebody because of something that happened in the past.
Terry, what do
Yes,
you
sir.
think the Patreon poll winner is for theme or moral of this episode?
I thought you would never ask, Mr. McNeil. Alexandra Ray. Don't go looking for revenge and expect to find justice.
There you go.
Well said. It
Very
kind
well
of puts it
said.
all in a nutshell.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in to this recap and discussion of the Deep Space Nine episode Blood Oath. Please join us next time when we will be reviewing and recapping the episode The Maquis, Part One. The Maquis, something Robbie and I know a little bit about.
Oh,
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes. Armin will be joining us for that one, but we want to thank Terry for joining us on this one. For all of our Patreon patrons, please stay tuned for your bonus material.